Good morning once again. Welcome to the Barnes Opening Ag Market Commentary for Tuesday, March 31st. This is Samuel Bailey, and first at Opening Grain Complex Commentary for the Chicago Board of Trade. It's courtesy of Brooklyn Marketing and Management LLC at brooklynmarketing.com. Corn starts off 1 cent per bushel losses in trading overnight. The first trading day of the week ended with 4 to 4 3/4 cent losses in the corn futures. Corn export inspections for the week ending on March 26th were at 49.96 million bushels. Accumulated exports were at 711 million bushels, which reduced the year-to-year lag to 39.1%. For the same week, 139,000 metric tons of sorghum was shipped, with 127,257 metric tons to China. AgRural stated that 99% of the second corn crop in Brazil has been planted as of March 26th. Trade ideas for planting intentions this morning are a little north of 94 million acres. Ideas for March 1st grain stocks are above 8.1 billion bushels. Meanwhile, soybean futures are trading 1 to 4 cents per bushel lower ahead of this morning's USDA grain stocks and planting intentions report. Old crop gains were fractional to 1 and 1/4 of a cent, while September and November were 1 and 1/4 of a cent to 2 and 1/4 of a cent lower respectively. Soybean meal futures closed $2.40 per ton higher. May bean oil futures were 2 points higher. Malaysian palm oil futures rose 42 ringgits to 2,420 yesterday. U.S. soybean shipments were 15.21 million bushels for the same week ending on March 26. That's 10.95 million bushels lower than the same week last year. Accumulated soybean exports are 1.16 billion bushels through the same week, which is a year-to-year increase of 7.9%. Trade ideas for today's planting intentions report are averaging around 84.9 million acres. AgRural stated that through March 26, soybean harvest was 76% complete, which is 10% points higher than the week-to-week and even with the same harvest last year. Argentina producers tend to be holding beans higher at the hedge against a weak currency. Brazilian producers appear willing to sell the beans despite a very weak currency and gamble on the cash retaining some buying power. Elsewhere in the grains, traders have the wheat futures 2 to 3 cents per bushel lower than they were going home on Monday. Chicago Board of Trade wheat ended Monday mixed, as May was 1 and 3/4 of a cent lower, but the July and September contracts were 1 and 2 and 1/4 of a cent higher. Front month's hardwood wheat futures were unchanged in May, and 1 and 1/4 of a cent higher in the front months. Minneapolis wheat futures ended lower, down 1 cent in May and a half to 2 and 1/4 of a cent lower in the other nearbys. For the week ending on March 29th, Kansas City wheat conditions were 342 on the Brugler 500 index. Oklahoma winter wheat ratings scored 368 on the Brugler 500 index. That was down 377 last week. USDA's export inspections report showed 363,881 metric tons of wheat shipped in the week ending on March 26. Accumulated wheat shipments are still above last year by 1.6 million metric tons, with 20.46 million metric tons. Coming up this morning's Outside Commentary, stay tuned.
Over the past 23 years, Premier Farm Credit has distributed nearly $64 million in cash patronage dividend checks to its member owners. Sharing in Premier Farm Credit's success is one benefit of borrowing with us. And it also represents being part of something bigger, the entirely member-owned National Farm Credit System, dedicated to supporting American agriculture and rural communities, today and tomorrow. Premier Farm Credit, the gold standard.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's Responsible Energy Plan at tristate.coop. That's tristate.co-op.
Good morning. This is Tyler Canode with Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado. Upcoming this week at the auction, we're having our regular sale, selling all classes of cattle on Thursday, starting at 9 a.m. on weigh-up cows, bulls, and heiferettes, with our all-breeds bull sale at 1 o'clock. Bred cows and calves to follow. Nice offering of breeding bulls for this week, along with a few bred cows and a few pairs. We will be back tomorrow with a complete rundown and consignments for the week. For more information on this and our upcoming sales, you can always call the office at 970-842-5115, or you can always visit our website at livestockexchange.org.
Welcome back inside the barn. No honor this morning's Livestock Complex Commentary for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. It's courtesy once again of Brooklyn Marketing and Management LLC at brooklynmarketing.com. Some cattle future months were firmer on Monday. April cattle futures closed $1.75 lower, while other front months were 35 cents lower to 17 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures ended the Monday session with 2 to 55 cents losses. The CME feeder cattle index was up another $2.13 to $132.57 on March 27th. The cash cattle trade has yet to establish for the week. Wholesale box beef prices were lower in the afternoon update. Choice boxes were down by $1.87 to $250.97 per carcass weight. Select boxes were $4.24 lower to $238.14 per carcass weight. The USDA estimated Monday's federally inspected cattle slaughter at 120,000 head. That was 4,000 head, more on the week to week, and 2,000 head, more in the same week last year. And finally, yesterday, the expanded limits were reached for the negative in the front monthly in hog futures. The CME Lean Cog Index for March 26 was $66.46, up another 29 cents, still ignoring the bearish futures action. The national average base hog price was down by $2.64 at $55.03. The pork cutout value was down $3.08 to $70.71 on Monday. According to the USDA, ribs were down by $52.91, which is the largest single day decline, going back to April of 2001. It seems unlikely the quotes are representative, but could represent a distressed sale by restaurant chains. Billy cuts were quoted at $41.12 per carcass weight, which is a record low. The USDA estimated Monday's federally inspected hog slaughter at 491,000 head. That is 6,000 head below the same Monday from last week. Once again, today's Open Ag Market commentary is provided by Brugler Marketing and Management LLC at BruglerMarketing.com. There's more ag markets and more ag news online at barmedia.net. Have a terrific Tuesday, and thanks for making the barn a part of it.